airchecks.com. Radio's greatest hits.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Want to tell APHIS what you think of them? Well, here's your chance. The telephone number for the APHIS Europe Dialer Comment in Frankfurt has been changed. The new telephone number is Frankfurt Civilian 834376. Exchange patrons in the Rhein-Main, Hanau, Friedberg, Kirchgerns, and Gießen areas, in addition to the greater Frankfurt area, may now utilize this new telephone number. That number again is Frankfurt Civilian 834376. This is AFN Frankfurt, AM and FM.
Central European time is 11 o'clock.
AFN News, from the wires of the AP and UPI.
Good evening, I'm Jan Wood. AFN News reporting that Democratic presidential nominee apparent Jimmy Carter met with Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine for several hours today, and Carter said that Muskie would be well qualified as a vice presidential running mate. He said, though, that he has not made Muskie such an offer. The two met at Carter's home outside Americus, Georgia. Carter has said he wants to meet personally with at least five more possible running mates before making a selection. Carter said he had a thorough and very harmonious discussion with Muskie. Muskie told newsmen that he was not interested in occupying a chair. However, he said that Carter had indicated to him that the vice presidency in a Carter administration would be a meaningful position. Carter said he believes the vice president should play a strong role in domestic and foreign affairs. President Ford greeted 100 new citizens today at Thomas Jefferson's home near Charlottesville, Virginia. He spoke at a naturalization ceremony on the front lawn of Monticello. More than 5,000 persons attended the ceremony, in which people from 23 countries became U.S. citizens. In his remarks, Mr. Ford said he senses a dangerous drift in the country toward conformity in thought, taste, and behavior, but he said there's still something wonderful about being an American. Mr. Ford will continue the bicentennial celebration Wednesday and Thursday, when Britain's Queen Elizabeth will be in Washington to pay tribute to England's former colony. From London, more about the bicentennial from ABC News.
London's front pages are full of bicentennial goodwill today. There are columns expressing the reasons why the American Revolution made sense and also outlining plans for Queen Elizabeth's stay in the United States. The Daily Mail, in a full-page story, carries the headline, "Why the World Now Needs More Americas." It says also the greatest gift America has given us is hope. Other papers recount in considerable detail the American Bicentennial Weekend, and the British Broadcasting Corporation radio and television divisions are starting a week-long series of programs devoted to America. Jay Miller, ABC News, London.
Western leaders are expressing general pleasure with the Israeli commando raid during the weekend to free hostages in Uganda. For his part, President Ford expressed great satisfaction to Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin for freeing the hostages and the crew of the hijacked Air France airliner. However, he avoided direct sanction of the tactic. The French ambassador in Israel called it a moral victory over brutal force, and West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt expressed great relief at the outcome. Newspapers in Denmark and Sweden conceded the raid was an illegal act of war by Israel, but said that Israel had little choice. The president of Uganda is infuriated because Kenya allowed Israeli planes to refuel after their commando raid to free the hostages. NBC News has a report from Nairobi.
President Amit told his military commander that he will ask the world to condemn the Israeli action. Radio Uganda also reported that the Ugandan leader, who has accused Kenya of complicity with Israel over the raid, has having said he will ask the Arab League, the Organization of African Unity, and all third world countries to castigate Kenya. President Amit has accused Kenya of providing refueling facilities to the Israeli planes involved in the raid and also offering medical assistance. Richard Tompkins, Nairobi.
The fighting in and around Beirut has increased. Both Palestinian guerrillas and leftist Lebanese forces claim they have made inroads into the Christian heartland in northern Lebanon. A scheduled meeting between Christian and Muslim Lebanese leaders has been postponed because of the escalation of the fighting. It's been a much safer holiday weekend in the United States than the traffic experts had predicted. The latest count shows that 412 persons have died in traffic accidents since Friday evening, far below the minimum estimate of 530 deaths originally estimated by the National Safety Council in Chicago. Another 73 persons have drowned, and 5 have died in plane accidents. Texas leads the list of traffic fatalities with 44, followed by California with 32. And that completes this summary of news from the wires of United Press International and the Associated Press. Next news may be heard at midnight. I'm Jan Wood, AFN News.
Too much. You think you can sing. You also think you can drive.
Wolfman Jack.
People, I mean, what you're listening to is 20th century art of the ears, you know? Hold on, the phone ringing. Hello, hello, who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Hi, is the Wolfman Minnie there at the station?
Yeah, I'm live in person.
Yes,
I am.
I remember him way back there, you know?
No, this is me, sir.
Oh, this is you?
Yes, me.
Oh, this is Wolfman?
This is old Wolfman Jack.
Well, I tell you, just
at your
blow
service.
Me away.
Yeah, all right, well, let's try another line here, see if we can get someone. Hello, who's this? Hello.
Hello, is this the Wolfman Jack show?
Yes, yes,
is
it is.
Is this really Wolfman?
Yeah. It's your Wolfman.
And my old lady want to hustle, man. Can you give us any dough?
Well, you want me to play the record to hustle?
Man, we wanna
play the
hustle,
record.
You know?
I'll play the record. Hello, who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Who is this? Who is this?
Oh, my word, I'm just so thrilled to death.
Well, who is this?
I'm an asshole. Oh, yes. Do it, baby.
It's time for the old Wolfman to talk to you about American heritage again, and I ask you, what's in a name? Well, here we go. Tennessee was named from the ancient capital of the Cherokee tribe, Tennessee. Now, the state of Delaware was in honor of Sir Thomas West, who was Lord de la Warr. That's what the cat's name was. And Vermont is from two French words meaning green mountain. You from Texas? Well, that's an Indian word meaning friends. Nevada, Spanish for snow-clad. Now, do you know what name your state means? As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles. Yeah. Oh, I love that record. Clap for the Wolfman. And guess who? Oh, Burt Cummings wrote that song about old Wolfman Jack. He was really writing about all disc jockeys all over the world, everywhere, you know. We all trying to make folks happy. And as the pair of socks said, I'll be darned. And the Wolfman got a hot record here, and I just wanted you warned. Here's the chart-breaking sound of Eric Carmen. Ain't never gonna fall in love again. La-di-da, great to be American. American, I tell you. Don't just think American, talk American. Geographically speaking, I mean. You know, the United States stretches 3,000 miles from the Atlantic to the Pacific, including Alaska and Hawaii, and it covers an area of 5,625,000 square miles, and through its heart flows one of the world's greatest rivers, the Mississippi. So don't just think American, talk American with pride. Joe Cocker and the Wolfman Jack, so I say we're feeling all right. In the middle of the night, rocking and rolling with Wolfman Jack. Here's Captain Antonio, gonna shop around.
This is airchecks.com.